Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John the 12th chapter, the 20th to the 21st verses. John chapter 12, verse number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, verses 20 and 21. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Saint Chronoa, Johannes, Saint Petri, do me no imua. A year do you know any year do you know by a cono tear radio, sir?
Nahila Fobi or one hour bass or a best story of fashion as cinema.
Tear.
And all about Filippo off beside the Io Galilea non chain. No be catcher and it's all right, ye perceive who you sue. And all about Filippo off beside the Io Galilea non chain. No be catcher and it's all right.
Hallelujah. Last week we were dealing with something very profound and prolific. This morning I want to read you something prophetic. John chapter 15, verse 1 to 7. Then I continue on Tuesday from verse 7 to about 13 and to look at certain concepts in God's words. But this morning, let me build it up from verse number 1 to 7. Maybe I'll pick it up from verse number 7 to 9 in the evening, and then we can work it out. John the 15th chapter, the 1st to the 7th verses. The Bible said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bear forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abideth in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me," Jesus says, "you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gathereth them and cast them into fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. And the Bible said, and it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." May God bless the reading of his word this morning. Johannes Sampa ito yedu inu yimwa idikankopem and sono and sampano said Johannes Chodokoma, you know, ito yedu num yimwa idikano ekopem ichishimwa yansono tiye radiaso.
Mene nukrebo beno, na meja ni ukuyafo no. Meho ben biyara en suaba no uyi, ne biyara en suaba no uyi hon, na suaba bebrei. Asema makacha munti, muho enye fi.
Come on.
Montina mimu, na minso mentina mumu. Sedi ya bayin tu minfi wanora imu unso, enso aba jese etina bobe ni muno. Sara anso na muntu mi, jese motina mimu. Mene bobe no, mone mai no. Di otina mimu na minso mentina ni muno, onora na obe suaba pi. Na moko etimia, muntu mi nyeshi. So be antina me mu a woto na twene se ban na ewu na oboaboa no de kogujemu na ehye se motena me mu na mensem tena mu a mo be sire bibiera mo pe na ebe yeho ama mo se motena me mu na mensem tena mu a mo be sire bibiera mo pe na ebe yeho ama mo.
Brilliant scripture. It sometimes amazes me where all these scriptures are to this modern day church. It really amazes me that our modern day preachers and Christians cannot outline scriptures like these, scriptures that can bring you to the conscientization of bearing fruit and also abiding in the Lord and all that kind of thing. Everything now has become what you can receive from God. What you believe and what you can confess and what you can claim and all that kind of thing. It's good. It's part of our inheritance. But you cannot have an unbalanced scale and remain a pleasure before God. A false balance is an abomination unto God. A just weight is his delight. So everybody in this place needs to understand that these are very profound and prophetical scriptures that are applicable to our modern day Christian life, and we need not to be joking with it. Everybody who have joined us, you need to come to the cognizant fact that God is speaking to his church. The church will have to be hearing the voice of the trainer, or the falcon. The bird needs to hear the falconer, the trainer of the bird. He said, I'm going to take it in, and we'll read English one more time, but King Kambia Mwili, let's work by the true vine. Everybody who has a vineyard can understand this particular scripture very carefully, because he is equating this particular content of scripture to agriculture. He is equating it to farming, and he is equating it to, you know, the people that are in that particular sector of trade. I am the true vine. The vine, you can have a vine that is producing sour grapes. Anybody who is, you know, tended a vineyard, understand what I'm talking about. There are sour grapes. There are even grapes that you cannot drink. See, that's why when Jesus went to the wedding in Cana, and when he turned the water into wine, the Bible declared emphatically clear that the master of the banquet asked, why do you bring the good wine at the latter end of the banquet? Because in every banquet or party, the first will serve the good wine. Then, when people are already full, then they bring the sour grapes. Anybody who wants to, you know, it is up to your, you know. And so, Jesus, when he turned water into wine, the master of the vine, or the master of the banquet, the host of the banquet, or the chairman of the party or wedding, was asking, why have you turned the protocol? Christians, hear the word of God. It is very clear. There are good churches, and there are Satan's established churches. You better hear what we are talking about. Satan and so are suffering. It was bosom for us, it was Satan, and sorry, all over our country and all over the world community. You need to understand what we are talking about. We can say, I will say, and then I will cast a tear in your mini powerful from one. I got you, you in your mini power. I got you. Can you me? I do not train your member. Who told you that? Yes, I said, we'll be a Juma. Say time. He could take a babane efra a yonua. Ye be guno. Tia! Ye be guno. Tia, King Gambabro mean to King Gambabro.
Go ahead. Me ho baby ara en so aba no oyi.
Listen.
Ne biara so aba no oyi yi ho na so aba bebre.
Sanka ni bi o, repeat from that place. Listen to the word of God. You know, you standing, it's good for blood circulation. Stand a little bit and listen to God's word. Read it. Let's work.
Mene no kure bobe.
Se mene no kure bobe.
Na meja no kure afo no.
Meja eni wo kure afo no. In other words, if God should be categorized into a profession, in all the professions of the world, then God will be the gardener. God will be the gardener. Jesus is so intelligent. As a matter of fact, he is the epitome of wisdom. He is wisdom incarnate. He is wisdom personified. Wisdom is speaking, because to the Greek, he is wisdom. To the Jew, he is power. So he is power and wisdom at the same time. We are talking about the Christos. We want to see Jesus. We didn't come to see a prolific preacher. preacher or pulpiteer. We did not come to see a refined prophet. We did not come to see a liturgic presentation. We did not come to see an axiomatic and an apologetic presentation. Listen to what we are talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We came here to see Jesus and him revealed. In other words, he is the word, and the word revealed unto us, so that we can from today and tomorrow and the next day you bet to me the Christ no abo ye bra ye pesa asasia ye wosu inana kwa yuku ye pesa niye bradi yesu nante, not on Sunday but in our everyday living, not only in church when we are at home, when we are in a place where nobody is policing you, but yet you have the discipline and the tenacity to do right and just. That's what I'm talking about. So you better listen to what we are talking about, because we are presenting the unadulterated, unpolluted, undiluted word of God. May I remind you one more time, this is not a kind of message that, you know, provokes for you to give an offering. No, this is not a message tailored for you to feel good and happy and excited. We are preaching the thus saith the Lord. We have mixed Rima to the Logos, and we are presenting it to God's people. Whether you want it or not, that's not the point. Truth is axiomatic, truth is parallel, truth is, you know, irrevocable, irrefutable, indisputable. You cannot dispute the truth. Truth is truth. You better hear the truth, and the word of God is truth. I love John chapter 17, verse number 17. He said, sanctify them with your truth, for your word, it's truth. He didn't say your word is true. Your word is truth. The embodiment of truth. Yes, sir. That's what he is talking about. Tune in, because there is a revelation in what we are talking about in God's word. And then Christ, nipan kanokre, nipan penokre, one kanonso, uoka umunti. They don't want to hear it, and that is why it has become so difficult to be hearing messages like these. If I am talking about him, I mean, kasamanchilo, you know, with a kind of flair. I know how to, you know, preach all the messages that can make you jump around and all that, throw money on the altar and all that. I can preach it. If you like, let me just, you know, switch to that. And then let's go. Now give me just about 30 minutes. You will know that a machine preacher came around. I can preach all the stuff, you know, that can make people feel excited. But God is speaking. Let the church listen. God is speaking. Let the church listen. It's not about excitement. It's about bearing fruit. Yes, sir. It's about bearing fruit. It's not about, you know, many someone go, didn't you? No, that's not what, that's why we are here. It's not the reason why we are here. People want to jump, hallelujah, and it's good. Enjoy yourself. But at the end of the day, you fall out, you get up. What transformation did that bring to you? That is the most important thing that we need to focus our attention and faith on. I'm going to take my time and take a little bit more time in the presentation of the preamble. So relax and take it easy. King of Honeybeam, any branch that does not bear fruit here. There are two things here. And let me use the word ucha. Very interesting language. And the whole nation, everybody can easily speak this language because it's a very simple language. Tune in. A man be a ensuabano. If it does not bear fruit, he cuts it off. You've been a Christian for 10 years and 20 years. Now, the question is, where are your fruits? Today, I'm not asking you of the Mercedes and the BMW. That's not about it. Because on the day of judgment, your physical possessions will not be there. Wouldn't it? The day I die, anything that by the grace of God I have acquired will not follow me. Your super king size bed will not follow you. Tiene agano. Me na peni frimu na nse na Before she passed on, I went to visit her for the last time to pray with her. And when I went to her bedroom, I always go to her bedroom. I went to her bedroom, you know, I met this beautiful bird. It has always been there. Beautiful bird. The bird is very huge. It is just like two king-size mattresses put together. That's customized, so it's one. And I realized that she laid at a very small place or portion of the bird. And the whole space was just there. That only was a message to me. That people pray. Yeah, pray. Be kunkro fo. Jinkro fo kununum. Dinsen wununum ni adina. Empana. Upri wunimpono kwa dana jua. It's just a small portion that you sleep on. Therefore, when people come around and boast, I live in a mansion, I live in a 10-bedroom house. Out of the 10-bedroom, you sleep in one. And out of the one, you sleep in on a bed. And on the bed, you sleep only on a very tiny portion of that bed. Pray! And when I look at Mina Penny, you know, about Penny, Kate, Pukua Deborah, when I look at the beautiful casket we used to intend her, it is just like the small size of the portion of the bird that she slept. It tells you that everything that we are struggling and following and pursuing on the earth is temporary. Temporary. It is not permanent. It has not got permanent stripes. So, Jesus said, I am the life. I am the way. I am the truth. He is trying to tell you, if you want life that lasts forever, connect to me. Because anybody who does not connect to me cannot bear fruit. In other words, cannot be alive by him or herself. In other words, you are dust, dust you will return. You are mortal, you are temporary. And as a matter of fact, you will pass away. But my words, which is the Christ, shall abide forever. So anybody who is within the Christ, when all things are passing away, then you shall abide forever. Tell you, when in somewhere was here, catching the Christopher. I'm telling you, I prefer to go to a church to hear the truth as bitter as it is, so that I can be alert and I can watch, so that I don't miss the coming of Christ, and also I don't miss heaven, so that, because if you miss heaven, you can never miss hell. I have already told you that before. If the day you miss heaven, prepare for hell. Prepare for hell. So why will Jesus, you know, make profound statements like, you know, not everybody who says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, that means that there are people calling Lord, Lord. He was speaking to the people of the house of faith. He was not speaking to the children of disobedience. He was speaking to the people in the house of God. Pray! That is not concerning to you. That is a serious message. Look at the way people are dying all over the place. I look on the internet and I look at the young lives. Young lives! Pastor Ahmed, one of the, you know, accident beer is CEO Achimota, a young lady driving a Honda Civic. How old is the lady? She is your classmate. 38 years. Oh, cool! Oh, man! I commiserate with you, sir, at the loss of your wife. But it's very, very painful. Preparing to get married next month. Car born this month. Car na here no itchan into me an operation. When you not drive an engine, Nagana for Ubo be engine, Wabo be. I mean, preaching, a man say preaching. What do you mean, preaching? A brand new, a quacoda supiti. A lure, crashing oof. A brand new wedding, a year next month on the citrus on the 9th. Like that! It is abrant and walk, sorry. And then the pastor catcher and say, who be not German visa. A dangerous rod will be to that because they break so. And no, young country, no. And that person, I'm trying to tell you that we need a balanced life. In as much as I need to talk to you about, give us our daily bread and forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. I also should be telling you that your name should be in the book of life and that you should live a life that is worth pleasing unto God, so that when you die, you drop dead today. You are the Son of God as your Lord and personal Savior. You have a relationship, a meaningful one, a fruitful one with Jesus Christ. Because when somebody is a Christian, there are certain traits that you will never find in a Christian. Let me fire, because it looks like, you know, the intermissions is interjection. So read it. Come on, listen. James chapter 1, what kind of honso, what kind in a very nice way, that do not be hearers only deceiving yourself, but be doers of the word. For the engrafted word of God in you is able to save your souls. When you read James chapter 1, verse number 21, 22, verse 23, 24, and 25, King, can hold very quickly and let's hear what the word of God says.
Namonya
somebody of and yet here for you, the faithful emphasis. Let the hyper grace people listen. They're trying to tell us that, you know, when you become a Christian, you have nothing to do. You know, Jesus have done it all on the cross. That's true. The work of the cross is a finished work. The work of the cross is a finished work. The work of the cross is like a phone, a smartphone. That's, I will equate it. But when you get the phone, you will need to connect the phone to a network. You need to charge it before you put the thing to work. And that is why Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 12. Let's go there. The Bible says, so work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, there is a participatory aspect of the work of salvation that you need to do. Wouldn't mean can't you remember? A jamai ensam. It will meet him. A jamamo. A feeling. A bemimua. Now, wouldn't mean can't you remember? Jesus have done the finished work of the cross in tea. Niemanua. Abba mitrima jem. You have a responsibility to work out. You have a responsibility. Let me say this to you. We are not under law. I want to get it right for nobody in this dispensation is under law, because he came, you know, we are not Jews. God had only one kind of people on earth, you know, especially when people are talking about equity and equality. God is the creator of all universe, but chose Abraham and his seed, Isaac, Israel, to be his seed. You can't dispute that. If you are an Amorite, you are a Philistine, and the Philistine have five states in the Philistine. If you are an Assyrian, if you are, if you are an Assyrian, if you are a Canaanite, if you are a Perizzite, if you are a Coatite, whatever, you know, you fall into the category of the nations, you know, it simply means you were not God's people. Let me say, I didn't the Christo Fonqua and a person, Womania Cathedral, our memo, Nabosom Fonsue, Na and Clemo Fonsue. Chance, God is a jealous God. Cathedral, that's a nice man can be. Come to argument, Nancy, who know? Would to me a Bosch shrine? Am I quite Kufri Antoa? Agonodi. Now when you're mere, what the sunny, whom you are, sinimo. I bear cancer. What did I say? Huh? Saying your Christo Fonguana or Memo. Crachy! A catcher, blesses the nation whose God is the Lord. I'm reminding Ghana, there is nothing like equity or equality. God has set the ways. You want to choose it, choose it. You know, I cannot just get up one day and come and say that I have started a religion and my religion is nudity, nakedness. Everybody who come to my religion must be naked and all that. And then I wake up one morning and tell the president, we the nude say, fellowship or say, community, we also want a cathedral. I'm telling you, what are you talking about? Now when you're Christopher and they are debating this, you know that we don't need a cathedral. As a nation, is it proper? A conference center, is it a place that you even want to bring somebody for a church? A nation like Ghana, we don't even have a place that can sit 10,000 people. We are not concerned about that. Go and look at the other nations, the things that makes them, you know, a world power and makes them a first class nation. Muntiana, the whole of Ghana, no pena me impress me can Ghana some grammy nimbe afakwa akwa kupi, the whole of Ghana, 85% of Ghana is a slum. A slum. The Kaslama is a zongo because we don't have infrastructural plan. 85%. Akira, would your power fly? You will know what I'm talking about. Let's give a drone footage of Accra. And I've been and patanin yamba sabasayabu containers, tables all over the place. Because we don't have an infrastructural program. Yeah. And then the people like Abosuokain, why can't the government build a beautiful hub and put them there? And now why can't government partner with them and put a beautiful hub and say this is a spare parts hub? If you go to England, there are places like that, scrap yards, they built it beautifully. If you drive in, you have a place to park, you have a place for restaurants and everything before you go into the main yard. The whole yard is tiled or concreted or paved. You know, you go into a place, if it rains, go and look at the place. When I went to have a crusade at Abosuokai in Suotoye, the mess in the place. But do you know the amount of money that particular place generates to our economy and to our GDP growth? And so we need priorities and follow the priorities. By now, Ghana must have a national policy. It does not matter the government, a portfolio in terms of your manifesto. When you come into office, you must be able to follow the conscript of the plan, the dossier of the plan. And so it doesn't matter MPP, PPP, GPP, whatever. When they come into power, the country must have a plan. I want to ask very basic question, and you know, I'm asking our leaders this morning, what happened to the constitutional reforms? When is it going to come into force? I'm asking our leaders this morning, what happened to the Sinchi plan? When the drivers of ministers had air condition on their SUVs, from morning till evening, burning the taxpayers' money. What happened to that? Oh, You are, that is even too close. What happened to Vision 2020? What happened to Vision 2020? On my way, yeah, we are sick from head to toe. I'm telling you, this nation, if you don't wake up, now you're you need God. Ghana, you need God. In Ghana, you still use KVIP? Something is wrong. Treat him. Something is wrong. Still. What does it cost to put up a toilet? Don't talk to me about, no, we want to build a public toilet. It is not healthy. Today, too many people using the same thing. It's not healthy. You could do a better job. These people can line up from morning to go and vote. We don't understand our franchise and, you know, and that is why, you know, we need to shift away from partisanship and come to patriotism. When I go to, you know, Alabaster International School and they are on assembly, some of the song they sing, it humbles me. I am a, what did the song say? I am prepared to serve my country. And they are marching with that song. To serve my country. We should teach that song to the Ghana Police Service. Teach that song to the Armed Forces. Teach that song to Ghana Immigration. Teach that song to GRA. Teach that song, you know, in the ministries. Let the civil service and the public service, they must be prepared to serve our country. And they should be made to be marching with that song until it gets into their heart. So that when they put their hand on their chest, they can say things like, I promise on my honor to be faithful. I have a message for Ghana. The title of the message is, our honorables are not honorable. Our honorables are not honorable. I don't know how you do it, sir. What do you mean, honorable for Nego? What are you honorable, Nibiu? Honorables are not honorable. To be faithful and loyal. Faithful and loyal, and I'm offering my offices. Yes. Money and woman. Into a tear sundem, but in a puna for me, Numiensa, a tear sundem, oh, Sandy Power wouldn't hear DC, or Benyamu school for a walk, Romuhuna, and Sandy, you need DC. Kenya, me, I do not. That is why we are not progressive. That's why I come here with the national flag every Sunday morning. And when I come with the national flag, we either sing the national anthem or recite the national pledge. When you look at this particular flag, very, very, very interesting. Red, gold, green, and the black star. The red, the blood of our fathers who toil. People who died. I want to remind you that people who fought for the liberation and independence of this country, many of them died. Brutal death. Like J.B. Dankwa died in prison. Yes, I want to talk to you. Yeah, people went into prison and they were tormented, tortured. You know, not for the wrong reasons, but for the right reasons. Yeah, the people like the 28 Independence Avenue, the people that died there, these people were soldiers who had gone to World War and only was, you know, demanding what was rightfully theirs. So they died. And I want to say to, you know, our leaders, we cannot just look at these guys, keke, and then we will march. Something must be done to their families to compensate them. We deserve a state burial. State burial does not come to popularity. People who have contributed immensely to the development of the nation. Red is their blood. Blood flow. Anytime we pick up the blood, we should remember that somebody have toiled. Somebody died. Go! The natural resources. And when a Chinese form of monotophy, uncircumcised Chinese men. And when we're maybe too aggressive, they are looting our nation. Looting our nation. On my scripture, Amos chapter 3. On my scripture, looting our nation. The gold, the diamonds, the timber, the coal, the salt, the oil, the whatever we have, the oil and gas. This means that the green, the vegetational lines of this nation. Yeah. Do you know in South Africa there is no plantain? They have never seen plantain before, bro dear. Apemo and apen to umu bita. Ibiniho. In Tigana, for South Africa, omo pe apesia dia, omo de kwedubunu eneye. Omo nwa kwedunu and omo atiti ya can spinach on because kuntumiri nsuniho. You have bayire, bro dear, mankeni, enkeni. Unwa wenum na akau. Wale! And you don't even entail, you know, but God has been extremely good to you because, oh yes, sir, God has been extremely good. And the Black Star, the hope of Africa, I think that we should send this to the AU and tell them that the star is the hope of Africa. After people, leaders like Museveni are still in power, changing constitutions and remaining in power, afflicting their people and sucking the blood of the nation. We should tell them that this is the hope of Africa. That Africa deserves better. Look at the way predators have surrounded us. The nations like China, like Russia, like the United Kingdom, like America. Everybody is here for their quota. And the ordinary African will have to kill in their embassies and pay money. And they will refuse you the visa intentionally. And they will not refund your money back to you. We want to tell them that we deserve better in our own nation. With that, this kind of injustice cannot continue. I don't blame them too much. I blame our own leaders who have sold us out, and for these people to prey on us. Uncommon grammar culture.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. So when we go like God, bless our homeland Ghana. Make our nation great and strong. Why should people like the guy in DR Congo, what was his name? Why should he be in office? Your term is expired. Sir, pack your bags and leave. Why don't we do the same as we did to Yahya Jammeh, to him? Who has interest in his being there? We should be asking. Why is he for Nyasingbe in power? Kenya, imagine, and the Togolese people are crying every day on the streets. Yet nobody is listening to them. And may catch up. God is a judge. God is a judge. So when we say God bless our homeland Ghana, make our nation great and strong, bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right, not just freedom, right. Fill our hearts with true humility. Make us cherish fearless honesty and help us to resist oppressors' rule with all our will and might. Help us to resist oppressors' rule. Oppressors' rule. You are King Kan Free, baby, and now King Kan Ho. You are still in the introduction.
Montinamimu. Namesu mentina mumu.
Tinamimu!
Said they're buying to me through an oral moon swap, but yet, or tonight, a bobino.
And my wouldn't mean on one cousin to me swap. Tell you, the amazing thing is that if you abide in the Lord, you cannot despitefully use your brother or sister. I'm going to finish with that. I'm going to marry this girl because her father is rich. And when her father is rich, she's the only girl to the father. And so when her father dies, the inheritance comes to her and therefore comes to me. So I can even make the process quicker. We can get DDT and then create Drew and kill the father. This is in the minds of people. Yesterday I was speaking to an insurance broker and he was telling me very interesting stories. People can kill and go and make the claims. Go and claim. Especially when, you know, I have a life insurance and my life insurance is from 1 million Ghana cedis upwards. Nye yamun pintuegu ayi enkwane frum. Kuntumri nye di biyawano. And until I'm sitting anymore, because one and a radinant cruising yumano. Wabangantia young and chia. And yeah, what was one number would drumpa into me? I'm telling you the heart of God, speaking the mind of God to God's people. Tell you, pa. When I was trying to tell you that we are not under the law, nobody is under the law. We are all under grace. The law is that don't do this, don't do that, stop this, stop that, That is the law. The grace is something that works from within. And that is why I want us to work. Read Proverbs chapter, no, Philippians chapter 2, verse number 12. It is from within. No, so then it is not by works. Because if God was going to mark our iniquity, who can stand? Pray that Jesus Christ, Ababaye, Empatadia, he has become our sacrificial lamb and cleansed all that iniquity that God was seeing. If you read Isaiah chapter 59, the Bible said, the hand of the Lord is not short to save, his ears are not heavy to hear. Your sins have become a wall or an ambivalent shadow in the eyes of God, and therefore iniquity can block the miraculous and the supernatural. And that's why we are telling everybody in this place to understand Son, the move of God and of the Spirit of God. But the grace of God, after you are a prisoner, and the grace came to the prison door and gave you a pardoning from the prison, you cannot take that grace for granted. Grace is that which enables you, the enablement. That's what grace is. Grace is the enablement. Everybody say enablement.
Enablement.
Brofu, it can be because enabling.
Enabling.
Grace is the enabling power that gives you to say no. To say no. Grace is the enabling that can make you resist sin when nobody is watching. Grace is that enabler, the fuel, the force, the drive to make you resist wickedness when it stands before you. Grace is able to do that. Because somebody will say, oh, this is a sharp one. This is just a 2-minute act and I will give you 20,000 Ghana cedis. But grace will say, no, I will rather go hungry rather than kowtow to this kind of iniquity. Grace is able to do that. Let's read Philippians chapter number 2, English, and then get up. Sir, let's work. English 2, verse 12, and then we read 3 very quickly, and we are closer.
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only,
listen,
but now much more in my absence, work out your own
salvation.
And trembling.
Give it to him. Work out your own salvation with fear. And so salvation is a finished work of the cross. But there is a participatory aspect that is a continual daily aspect of your salvation that you need to do on a daily basis. Yes, you are saved. Yes, you are in Christ. But you will, if you get up in the morning and you don't want to sin, sin will be looking for you. So when he says work it out, it means be in the readiness to resist. Be in the readiness to antagonize. Be in the readiness to fight. Be in the TI to resist wickedness. Be in the readiness to resist corruption, bribery, adultery, fornication. Be in the readiness to say no to Kakai Bieja Adonko. Yes! Be in the readiness. That you came to a party and we just, you know, we just flying only two bottles. Only two balls. Two balls. You are on your way to hell! He sent me to come and remind you that the last trumpet is sounding. Be in the readiness, because he said, when he said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If you really want to know you are a Christian, your marriage can tell me that. Your marriage can really tell me whether you are a Christian or not. Your Christianity will be exhibited. Whether you are patient or you are not patient. Okay, let me rephrase it. Whether you are an unbeliever or you are a believer. Let me make it intense for you. I feel in a bedroom almost. That is where we know whether you are a Christian or an unbeliever. That is where you know whether we are Christian. When you are so nice to everybody, or only except your husband, except your wife, you can be nice to everybody. You can see everybody's dress and admire it, except that of your husband and that of your wife. Oh, I want to. I want to ask you whether you are an unbeliever or you are a believer. You know, and this is what. People are buying iPhone 10 to their girlfriends. There is something very interesting about men. They only get now, maybe let me paraphrase this. I'm not talking to men, I'm talking to husbands. They only become very nice when their testosterone goes high. When their testosterone goes high, they go like, hi, baby. Oh, send me a baby. All this while, and we are not now from a hair, y'all, mommy. I feel our testosterone go very high. Are you a Christian or an unbeliever? Mona no kasa. Osura hini no wienum na yedeko. Osura hini. Pray. Obi wahonmo who be our penance who are worried. We need deliverance. Most of your prophets are on their way to hell. Mona mkachira. Abuse all these church girls. And they say like, the Lord knows I'm weak. He's helping my weakness. You should be out of the pulpit because you are sending a wrong signal to the church members, the parishioners. Purge yourself. Purge yourself. The bad thing is that they take money from the offerings to give to them for abortions. So, you know that.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.